Let's talk a little Glidden-Ralston girls basketball. As joining me as head coach Cole Corson, the Wildcats go 10-13 on the season. And coach, I tell you what a great year for you guys. I know some people are going to go 10-13, a great year, but the second half of the season was a complete turnaround from the first half, and you guys were playing, I thought, as good as anybody in the area that second half of the season and entering the playoffs.
Yeah, and you know that's a credit to the girls. They started off. 1-7, 1-8, whatever we were, and they could easily just kind of folded up shop and said, you know what, we tried and whatever it was, and we went into Christmas break and did a little something different. I gave them the days fell, whatever it was, and we took about a 9-day stretch where we just didn't do anything basketball related. I think I went stir crazy in those 9 days, and the girls even talked about it too. There's like it just gave us a little bit more appreciation for basketball. Just not being able to play it for 9 days, but we didn't even open the gym, didn't even let them come in, nothing. Just get away from it a little bit and regroup, and I think that did a world of good for us.
Where did you see it help? Was it just an energy level? Was it focus? I mean, what all changed during that time?
Well, a little bit was we were battling injuries to start the season, so by taking those 9 days off, it just forced them not to do anything. And some of their injuries, that's what they just needed was rest. We just didn't have the numbers to give that rest, so we had girls just fighting through that whole first half of the season, just saying, I can play. When in reality, if we had depth or more numbers and stuff like that, it could have been a situation where we say, okay, you're going to take the week off and you miss two games, whatever it is. But we couldn't really necessarily do that at times. So that was one of it. And I just think, like I said, it was just that appreciation for basketball a little bit that they regained, brought back a different type of focus that they understood, we're 1-7, but at the same time, a lot of those games were 4 or 5 point losses in which, we were winning in the last 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 1 minute, 30 seconds, and we just let it slip away. So it's just, we were there. We just had to, learn to close things out.
How did the girls get frustrated during that stretch there at the beginning of the year? Because, like you mentioned, I look at the Woodbine game, 46-42, you lose. Cam, you lose 53-50. ACGC, 50-44. You're right there, even the Woodward-Granger game, 41-36. You're right there in so many games. Sometimes that's tough to bounce back from.
Yeah, and, it really is that mental block at times is learning to get through that. Well, coming into the season, we knew we only had Gretchen and Hannah who had, legitimate varsity experience. Jenna, Tori, and Kim kind of played sparingly in the year before, maybe 5 to 10 minutes, spot minutes, stuff like that. So it's a learning curve, learning how to win. And that's kind of what we explained is no matter what you win by, you just have to say, we won. And you have to embrace that a little bit because winning at any level is tough. And learning how to win is even tougher at times, especially when you don't get that early season success that you kind of hope for.
Coach, one of the things that stood out for me when I watched your club was how the girls executed, especially in the offensive end. They understood, it seemed to me, anyway, what you wanted to do. Did they always run it perfect? No. But they would go out, and the fundamentals were there. They knew what they were trying to do, and they were doing everything they could to accomplish it.
Yeah, and that's something, I harp night in and night out in practice. And it's real interesting. We go watch games and films and stuff like that, and various games, even if we watch, like, a college basketball game and stuff like that, and just the conceptual things that they can see now that, hopefully they've learned in practice that they can take and say, that's why we do what we do it that way, or this is why coaches, badgering me to make this type of pass or this type of cut, whatever it is. When they see those things and they see the end result of it, I think they get a little bit bigger appreciation for, what we're trying to do. And at the same time, that's what I told them was going to keep us in every game was just trying to limit our own turnovers, running a couple set plays here and there that were going to give us a layup. We knew they were going to give us a layup probably. Those types of things, and then just sticking through together on defense. I thought defensively, for a 10-13 ball club, granted we played a semi-ugly style of basketball this year, but I think we only gave up, you know, about 42, 43 points a game, and that's with a couple big ones, you know, to Elkhorn and West Marshall, and to Arweaver early on and stuff like that, that we held teams for the most part in the 20s and 30s and, you know, mid-40s at tops. And that was just a credit to the girls just grinding out what we wanted to do and trying to take advantage of those close games near the end. And once we started to figure out how to, you know, finish games and stuff like that, it just started making things a little bit easier for us.
How fun is it to coach a team like this, though, that the work ethic, just the, I mean, a lot of these kids didn't get a chance to come out hardly in games. Just the effort that they put in and night out for you.
Yeah. I think the epitome of our season was we had Gretchen Wallace out due to illness. Paige Klucke got hurt in the Woodbine game, and we had a couple people, we had two or three people still sick. And so we're down to six, and Woodbine, you know, credit to them this year. They, you know, they finished 12-11, and they go from a 2-win program to a 12-win program in a season. And that's with losing their best player. They trying to change their styles a little bit, and they just ran the whole time. Well, you know, we're up 14-11 at halftime, played lights out on defense. And then the third, fourth quarter, we're just, you know, you could tell we're just trying to hang on because we had a game the night before that was close and nobody got a lot of, you know, rest in that game. And just the girls were just physically exhausted, mentally exhausted. And but at the end of the day, it was like, okay, we lost by 10, 12, whatever it was. But you knew you got everything out of them. You knew that there was absolutely nothing left in the tank for 90% of their bodies were just completely shot. And so for a coach, I walked into that locker room and, you know, you got kids crying. You got all these emotions going on just because they're so physically exhausted. You're just like, you know, this is, you know, what you want as a coach. This is what you want to see at the end of a game, that it's going to mean that much to them, to six girls who, you know, battled illness, injuries, all these things, and were sitting at two or three wins at the time. So stuff like that. Yeah, the eight girls, they just put it in every day. We had to change up practices at times based upon, you know, injuries, or a lot of it was just how are your legs feeling. If, you know, your legs are shot, we're not going to sit here and run and practice and just make it the most miserable season alive. So that was a learning curve for me, because that's what I like to do in practice, just make it up and down and, you know, high intensity. But we had to take a huge step back, especially in that first half of the season, just to understand where our legs were going to be at this season, because you have three, four girls constantly playing 29 to 32 minutes. And I don't think people quite realize how taxing that actually is on your body, playing that 2 to 3 times a week. And just being a high school kid. So, yeah, for what these girls were able to do, I mean, it's remarkable in many terms to have the success that we even did to get to 10 and 13.
Coach, just one freshman on this year's team. You mentioned her earlier in the Woodbine game, kind of got banged up. She seemed to play this season a little bit injured, but you can see the talent, even the confidence level that Paige Klucke plays with. This is a girl that's, I think, going to be an important part of this program for the next 3 years.
Yeah, and that's something we try to reiterate to her all the time. She did a tremendous job for a freshman. And I've told her numerous times, you know, the 5 years I've been here, she's probably one of the more physical, gifted freshmen that we've had go through, because she's put her time in the weight room. She's done those things. So when you see her walk out there and she's, you know, 5'7", the same height as Hannah as a senior and stuff like that, and you know, strength-wise, she's there. It's like, okay, well, she's not a freshman in the terms of a typical freshman, you know, maybe going out there and get beat up a little bit. She can hold her own, and she's shown that at numerous times. You know, she had a 17-point performance and helped carry us past Boyer Valley early in the season for our first victory when she got her first career start. She stepped up that night because her cousin was gone for the night. And so we played with seven, and she had 17, hit three or four threes, I think. Really did a lot of good things. She battled illnesses throughout the year. She battled injuries throughout the year. So, you know, for her as a freshman to do all those things was tremendous. And, you know, that's only going to bode well for her down the stretch, because, you know, she's going to be one that we look at to kind of take over a little bit of the scoring duties that, you know, Hannah's going to be leaving. As she's a good enough shooter. She's a good enough scorer to help out, you know, Kim and Gretchen, who are returning, and Macy and Alexia.
Let's talk about those two sophomores, Macy Snyder, Alexia Nelson. Both came off the bench for you, gave you, just minutes to be able to give the starters a little bit of a breather now and then.
Yeah, and both are just tremendous high-character kids. Most of the times you can catch them, they'll be coming in. They have study halls at the end of the day, and so they'll just come in and sit in my room at the end of the day. A couple other, high schoolers come in, and all we do is we just talk basketball, talk sports. Talk whatever, and so for the last 45 minutes I can just pick their brains a little bit and just say, okay, this is what we need from you tonight, this is what we have going forward, this is what I expect, and they didn't complain. That's the huge part, is they're two sophomores on an 8-person roster, and Macy probably saw maybe 5 to 10 minutes. Early on she didn't see quite a lot of minutes. Some games she saw more than others. District games she only saw maybe 2 or 3 minutes. And the one takeaway is neither one of them said, well, I'm one of 8 people and I'm really not seeing the floor that much. And that's the epitome of what this team was, is because they're all in it for the right reasons. They're all in it for each other, and you can't ask for anything different. Alexia Nelson, numerous times when we would have, some of the JV boys help us out and stuff like that, we would say, hey, hop over. If there was only 4 that day or something, and play defense with them, because I wanted to be able to watch so I wasn't playing with the girls or whatever it was. And she, well, why do I have to be the one that hops over? Why, Macy, why do I have to be the one that? It was never that circumstance. And they embraced that. Alexia, in the beginning of the season, when we had all of our conditioning and stuff like that, she still runs circles around every girl out there because she comes from that cross-country mindset and she just loves to run. And, she's crazy for it, but at the same time, just her, being able to do that stuff, and just the girls kind of feed off of her sometimes, like, oh, man, Lexi's getting after it, whatever it is. And there was bright spots for both of them throughout the season. That's the best part, is we saw flashes of it. Macy came in a couple of games and huge stretches, and, she had a huge 3-pointer. I believe it was against Cam to give us a huge win against Cam, or no, it was against West Harrison. Sorry, it's against West Harrison. When we needed it, we lost our first lead of the game. We went down by 1. She came down the next possession and hit her first 3 of the season. 13 games into the season, she hit her first 3, and it was second nature. It was just, whatever, I made it. All the girls are going crazy, and she's just like, knock it off. Like, we got to finish the game, whatever it is. And Alexia is the same way. She didn't score until, next to the last game or last game of the season, but she did a lot of good things out there in the minutes that she did. She is super athletic, so when it comes to rebounding, she actually, almost outjumps anybody on her team. And strength, she's deceivingly strong, and she's just progressed a lot from her freshman to her sophomore year. So, yeah, to watch both of those two grow and provide the minutes that they did was great for us.
And, Coach, the juniors, Gretchen Wallace, a special player, invited to be a part of our All-Star Rewind festivities coming up here on March the 14th. 5'11", can shoot the 3, I think prefers that, but can also get inside, can block shots, can rebound, can score inside of the post. Just has a lot of different skills.
Yeah, she does a lot of good things for us. We try to get her ball in different positions based upon, what the other team's going to guard her with. If they guard her with a post that's kind of slower, okay, we're going to try to isolate her a little bit and let her go to work that way, stretch them out a little bit. If they put a guard on her, then we'll put her down low and tell her to post up and do strong things down there. Yeah, she's, she's a basketball mind. She loves the game of basketball. She understands the game of basketball, and I think that's one thing that really matured for her. Was just her overall knowledge of things. She got in foul trouble a lot as a sophomore, and for a 32-minute girl, I don't even think, for the most part, besides the Arweva game, in which, was an anomaly, the first time around, I don't think she was really in foul trouble most of the season. In the majority of her games, she was able to stay out of foul trouble, and she, I think, have to look back at records. I know she was sitting at 46 blocks going into the PC game, and I can't remember what the school record is, but I think Julia has it in the mid-50s or something like that. So, I mean, she's close in that aspect of, getting to a school record in blocks. I know she'll, be shooting for that 1,000 points her senior season, stuff like that. So she does a lot. We ask a lot of her, and she's another one of those girls who I can just sit there and I can, peck away at and stuff like that. And she doesn't get frustrated. She's just like, okay, I got to do this. I got to do that. She listens. She's coachable. And she does all the right things, whether it be on the court, in the classroom, the weight room, getting shots up. She just likes to be around the other girls, and she just likes to get better.
And Kim Daly, to me, maybe one of the most underrated athletes in our area, started to see her come on and the confidence grow, I think, through the volleyball season. She took the success she had there, and she just does a lot of things really well for you on the basketball floor.
Yeah. You know, I keep reading all the time about Connor McCaffrey, about, you know, him being the glue guy for Iowa this year. He doesn't turn the ball over, just does all those things. And, you know, that's kind of what I look at with Kim is we asked her this year, you know, I told her, I said, hey, I need you to be kind of our third scorer this year after, you know, Hannah and Gretchen kind of do their thing. Hopefully we get them the looks that they need. You know, you and Jenna at the time and Paige need to, you know, step up and be outside perimeter shooters. So Kim was in the off season, you know, shooting threes all the time. She shot a fairly decent percentage this year. I think she was probably her second highest 3-point percentage. You know, she'll probably say, well, you know, I should have hit some in the last game. That's just how she is, that she knows that she can contribute in those manners. She does all those little things correct, whether, you know, it's in volleyball, basketball, golf. She's meticulous. I get to coach her in golf here coming up. She's meticulous about everything she does. And those are the types of players that, you know, when they're that semi-perfectionist mentality, you know exactly what you're going to get out of them every single day. And she was one that just hit huge strides from going. She was one, was a 4 or 5 minute player last year to playing 25, 30 minutes this year, and up to her scoring average from, you know, half a point last year to, you know, she was probably, what, 7-8 point a score, especially second half of the season. She was probably close to almost the double digits in, you know, half to three quarters of the game. So, yeah, you know, she's another one, like I said, that glue person. She just kind of stuck her nose where it didn't belong at times on defense. She was an undersized post when we had to use her as a post. She was a guard when we needed her to be a guard. And she understands both positions. And so it's nice to have that kind of flexibility with a guard, with a girl who's only, you know, 5'5", 5'6". She did a lot of good things for us.
Three seniors. Let's start off with Tori Grossman. Didn't look for her shot a whole lot, but that wasn't her role. But she rebounded and she defended and gave you every ounce of energy I think she had every single night.
Yeah. The PC game, she needed a sub with about 2 minutes left, and she came over and she just about, you know, puked on me in that game. And I was like, Tori, you gotta gather your breath because I got to put you back in there. But yeah, she really is one of those girls who just gives you everything they have. And she understands that, and she knew going into the season, like, hey, this is my role. We kind of, you know, that's the thing is we establish roles and stuff like that. And the other thing was, is we told her, cause Tori actually has a pretty good shot when she, you know, calms herself down and shoots it, that we want her to shoot those open shots. And sometimes she would be very, very, ready to do it. And other times it was at times she was, you know, very passive at it. But when we got her being aggressive, she was really good. She was a great post defender. She's another girl who is just tremendously smart on defensive end. She's improved so much from her freshman to senior year, and she'd probably, you know, hate me for telling you, but, you know, at times in her freshman year, we would count how many times she would fall down in the game because she was always either getting a loose ball or jumping on a jump ball and then just falling to the ground because it was almost like her defense mechanism at the time. But then she just turned into a girl her sophomore year who was getting rebounds in JV games and then leading the fast break. She didn't care that she was a post. She's like, I'm just running. We're supposed to be running. So she's just out there,
yep,
doing all those things. And so that's what you want to see as a coach, as a girl who develops from her freshman to her senior year like that, because she went from hardly playing her junior year to starting and barely coming out her senior year. The only time she ever came out is that she really needed something to get air, because she wasn't one that was in foul trouble either, and she did, you know, all the right things, showed up all summer long. And that's the other thing is, you know, the summer, when you only have 8 girls, you can't take a day off and say, well, I'm not going to go to the team camp, or, oh, I'm not going to do this, or whatever it is, because once we missed one or two and we had Hannah gone the whole summer, you know, you can't go to those things anymore. And I think the girls realized that, and I think we learned a lot over the summer for that. You know, we had a couple of girls sub in for us at top 64. You know, Faith Deers, Doug's daughter, played with us quite a bit over the summer just because we were lacking numbers that, you know, it's 100 degrees in that gym. Some of those girls are going to pass out. And so, yeah, she's one of those girls that just gives you everything they have and is lucky to, I've been lucky to coach her the last 4 years.
And Jenna Clocky had to handle the ball. Fun kid, just seems to have fun out there, works hard, and tries to do everything you want her to do.
Yeah, and Jenna's one, too, that she'll say, too, at the end of the day that, you know, basketball's not her most favorite sport in the world, and we both knew that going into it. But at the same time, I think I got more out of Jenna Clucky than I think Jenna Clucky knew she could give me. I harped on her all season long. You know, I was challenging for her, but at the same time, she did, you know, everything I asked for, everything I needed out of her. She went from, you know, we talked about it after the Peyton Sherdan game, she went from, you know, barely shooting threes, barely wanting to shoot, and she made, you know, 20, 25 threes this season, became a scoring threat for us, and she never really lost that confidence either. That was, you know, the key part to her success, too, is she was always just, I remember I pulled her in one game, I pulled her and Tori and the two seniors, and I put in two of the younger girls, and you know, at the time, they were semi in trouble for their performance, whatever it was, and they could have very well just said, you know what, you know, I'm being benched for a sophomore, I'm being benched for a freshman, but both of them came to the bench and just sat there and cheered on their teammates, and, you know, so at the same time, it's like, okay, they get it, and they know they messed up, they know they got to give, you know, a little bit more than what they're given at that time, and so both of them went back in, you know, 2-3 minutes later, and they didn't miss a beat. They didn't sit there and mope, they didn't sit there and say, you know, why is this happening to me? There's only 8 of us. I should be out there. They just said, you know what? I can pick it up a little bit more, and that's what coach needs out of me right now, and they did it. So, yeah, Jenna was another, you know, glue person that, you know, she's like, man, I wish we could play a little bit more man this year and whatnot. And I was just like, you know, our skill sets don't really bode for that this year. And so we really tried to hunker down with that, and we just – stuck to our 1-3-1 or 3-2 zone, stuff like that. And she just did tremendous in the defensive aspect. Her defensive IQ went up light years from the first game of the season to the last game of the season. She started understanding some of the things that I was harping on her on in the beginning of the season. She started to see those things in the end of the season. Her steals probably doubled in the second half of the season. So, yeah, for her to do all those things, it was pretty nice to see. And that's the other thing, too, is like I said with Tori, is just the overall development of her from her freshman year, and she missed a whole sophomore year, basically, due to injury,
yep,
is just how much better they got. And that's, like I said, that's what you want to see as a coach.
And speaking of injury, a girl that played with injury, it seemed like the last 2 years of her career, Hannah Whitver, there's not an ounce of energy left for her, I think, at the end of every game. Special kid, special athlete, and a special player.
Yeah. They don't make competitors like her. They don't.
No.
You don't get a coach. Many coaches, you know, you beg for players to be like that, and she just makes everyone around her that much better because of her competitiveness. Whether it be, you know, we had her brother and her cousin play with us numerous times in practice this year, and they would steal the ball from her or they would block her shot and stuff like that. And instead of, you know, just moping around and saying, well, geez, you know, she's right back in there trying to get in their face, steal the ball from them, whatever it was. That's the stuff, you know, you want to see is competitiveness in kids. And I think that's one thing at times that, you know, really gets on coaches is you always say, well, they don't have that it factor. They don't have that, you know, that grit, that whatever you want a kid to have. Well, you know, some of that's developed by the kids, some of that's developed by a coach, some of that's, you know, developed through life. But whatever it was with Hannah, you know, she's had it since day one. I can't say that, oh, you know, we made her into this competitive monster. She's just been competitive since the day I met her and the day she stepped into the gym. She missed her whole freshman year when we made sub-state, and she probably would have been close to a starter on that team, but she, you know, she broke her wrist, I believe, in the first game of the season, was going to come back after break, Then she had her appendix burst, and so then her only two games she got to play were the very first game, and she got to play in the sub-state game. And for a freshman to do that, that's, you know, crazy to think about. So you look at her point totals and stuff like that, she easily would have been a 1,000-point scorer if she had that, you know, that freshman year back, battled through injuries. Recently just went through a lot of the stats and stuff like that. She just went over the 500 rebound plateau the day before the game before the PC, I believe it was the Arweva game. And she, you know, one of three or four Glidden-Ralston girls to ever cross the 500 plateau for rebounds. So, I mean, for a girl to do that in 3 years is pretty amazing, too. That just tells you the effort that Hannah gives you. Is if you can get 500 rebounds in three seasons, you're doing pretty good, averaging 6, 7, 8 rebounds a game for a 3 year stretch. You know, she improved her scoring, she improved her ball handling. She became a much more well-rounded basketball player. I wish she wouldn't have to play point guard, but you know, we forced her into that. She's a great forward to have, and a forward that can, you know, get a rebound and lead a break. But to stick her at a point guard position, it kind of underutilizes her at times, just because she can do so much off the ball that we just weren't able to take advantage of at times, just due to our lack of depth at the point guard position at times. And stuff like that. So so she kind of took a back seat at times to, you know, getting other girls the ball, getting other girls positions to score. And that's when you saw her assist totals go up. You know, she set the school record this year for assists in a game. She had 12, and in the same game she had, I believe, 20 points. So almost every one of our points in that game she accounted for is when we beat Cam, I believe, the first time, or it's the ACGC game, one of the two. So almost every point she was contributing to or accounting for. But at the end of the day, she's a girl who you would say, you know what, if you could get to the state tournament, would you give up scoring? And she'd say, heck yes, I'd be a rebounding person. I just want to get there. And that's what you want as a coach as well, is a girl like that. So she just kind of was tip of the iceberg with this team. Is you got all these special, you know, girls making up a squad of eight, and all of them bring something different to the table, but they all bring the same mentality of, we just want to get it done. We don't care who does it. We just want to get it done. So when we were 1-7, it wasn't like, gosh, give me the ball, or this person's doing this wrong, whatever. And then when we were, you know, winning 8 of 10, it wasn't, oh, that person's, you know, stealing all the limelight and all that stuff. It was, no, we're winning. That's what we care about. That's really what matters. And that's the biggest relief as a coach, I guess, is you don't even have to deal with the side distractions of who's scoring, who's rebounding, who's doing this. You just have eight people who want to win. And so you go in, night out, give them a game plan. They say, okay, let's do it. Let's win. And, you know, that's the best part about coaching this group.
Yeah, Coach, a fun group of kids. I tell you what, been a lot of fun watching them this year. Enjoyed every time I came over and watched you guys play. I didn't get a home game this year except for the one I came over just to watch that night against Arweva. So I saw you guys a lot on the road. Loved the effort. Thanks for everything you did for us this season. Appreciate it. And I'm sure I'll see you on a golf course coaching here very soon.
Yes, no problem. And thank you, Jeff, for everything you do. I know the girls appreciated when you came over to Mon Damon. I know none of them wanted to talk to you after the game, but that's not you. That's them. but yeah, I appreciate everything you did for us this season too. You know, covering us when we're 1-7, and covering us, you know, as we're winning some games. You didn't forget about us when we were down in the dumps a little bit. So I thank you very much for that.
You bet. Head coach again, Cole Corson, with the Glidden-Ralston girls basketball program.